Now, as we were saying there, next week marks the 50th anniversary of the dismissal crisis when the Governor-General Sir John Kerr sacked the Labour Prime Minister, Gough Whitlam.
Well may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
The Liberal and National Country Parties took the action we did after 3 years of grossly incompetent and damaging economic mismanagement.
It is one of the most extraordinary times ever seen in the national capital.
It's the only time in Australian history that a government has been dismissed by a Governor-General, and some people regard it as a constitutionally sanctioned coup. We thought we'd speak to a veteran journalist who covered those dramatic events. Michelle Grattan went on to become a giant of the press gallery. 50 years ago, she was a junior reporter. Michelle Grattan, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Good to be here.
You've described November the 11th, 1975, as one of those memory moments, an Australian equivalent of the assassination of JFK in November 1963. What are your abiding memories of that day?
Well, I was a member of the Parliamentary Press Gallery. I was a junior reporter in the Age Bureau. And, of course, I remember it as being very dramatic, very busy too, of course, for journalists. Mm. But really, we all knew that we were witnessing a big event in history. But you also have to remember, Nick, that there'd been a whole build-up to this. There'd been weeks of tension and manoeuvre between government and opposition after the opposition blocked supply in mid-October of that year. So it was the culmination of a time which was obviously unprecedented.
The announcement came at 1 p.m. from the Governor-General. I think I've read that some members of the press gallery were actually having lunch. They had to dash back to Old Parliament House. Did a few people get sort of caught out by this news?
Well, you're right. Some were having lunch at the lobby, which was, of course, very close to the old Parliament House, and they ran back. In my case, I was actually out of the building also on other tasks because we were expecting a half-Senate election. That was what Gough Whitlam was seeking. So I and a colleague were out doing a few things to get ready for the election trail, and we were coming back to Parliament in the car, and we heard on the radio that the budget had been passed, which of course had been held up for weeks, and we really were mystified by that, parked the car and walked through the opposition lobby, and there were all these stunned people wandering about because few people understood at that stage, even at that stage, what was happening.
You've described going back into the building. I mean, what happened next?
Well, the whole afternoon was, of course, filled with drama and activity. In the House, Labor was moving a motion trying to get the position reversed, the government undismissed, as it were. That was totally futile. Then, of course, Gough Whitlam was on the steps of Parliament, and we all have seen replayed in recent days those dramatic words of his. Then in offices in the press gallery, everyone was very busy for hours and hours dealing with the story. And after that, many people adjourned to Charlie's restaurant, which was a famous restaurant of the day. Labor people went there, press gallery people went there that night, and it was a highly emotional scene.
Well, that sounds like an understatement. You've written this wonderful piece for The Conversation, which, like all of your pieces on that website, is really worth reading. Those of us in the Parliamentary Press Gallery knew we had front row seats for the biggest show in our Federation's history. Did you sense immediately the sort of historic import of this moment?
Look, I think we did because it was so dramatic. Even though there'd been a lot of speculation that the Governor-General might step in and the opposition had been putting him under pressure, it still, I think, came as a shock when it happened and the way it happened. But it was also part of this longer-term drama of the Whitlam government, because that government was very positive in so many ways, a reform government. Whitlam was a charismatic prime minister, but it was also negative too. It was a shambles in terms of administration. Ministers behaved erratically and badly in some cases. There were scandals, many scandals. So it was a drama that came to a climax that day, but in a way lasted much longer.
On the steps of Parliament House, Gough Whitlam urged protesters to maintain your rage, he said, one of the famous quotes from that day. But in the federal election which followed, he was buried in a landslide. To the extent that there was public anger, Michelle, how come it didn't translate into a rallying around Whitlam?
Well, I think because the rage, as it were, was confined. It was rage about the dismissal, about the way the Governor-General had ambushed the Prime Minister, and rage in many quarters about the Labor government just going out of office, certainly in this way. But in the wider community, people had become disillusioned with the government, critical of the government, because it had just not conducted itself well. It had done a lot, it had done a lot of good things, but it just seemed incompetent in how things were run. And so all sorts of problems had built up and they'd reached a critical mass. And whenever the election had been called, even if the government had run its full term, it would have been defeated.
Mm. And another thing I think that's also worthy of note is that the dismissal crisis and the actions of Sir John Kerr, who was this sort of blimpish figure appointed by Whitlam, of course, famed for getting publicly drunk at the Melbourne Cup, it didn't create a push for a republic.
I think this is pretty interesting, because when we did as a country discuss the republic seriously in the 90s, by then really the debate and the pressure for a republic, which of course came to nothing because the referendum was defeated, but it was all around Australia having a stronger national voice, Australia relating to Asia, being a middle-level power, those sorts of things, more than coming out of this constitutional crisis. But the pressure for a republic had different roots, I think.
You have covered a lot of drama in Canberra. You have seen a lot of prime ministers come and go, many of them this century, of course, as Canberra became the sort of coup capital of the democratic world. But is that the day that you look back on as the most remarkable sort of 24 hours of your career?
I think it is certainly the most remarkable 24 hours that I've seen. You're right about the drama, and of course we're at the moment in the middle of another drama, the whole Liberal Party situation, the debate about net zero in that party, the questions about Susan Lee's leadership. So we're never short of drama, but I don't think that you could beat the drama of that day and those weeks and indeed that government.
And at Charlie's restaurant that night, did you have a couple of drinks?
Probably, I don't remember. But not too many, because I think that we knew that this was going to go on for a while.
And you were probably on deadline as well. Michelle Grattan, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to speak.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.